We're checking in for another Spotlight on Goodness, and it's the Branch County Community Foundation. Erica Heminger is the executive director of the foundation. And obviously, we started these segments to kind of spread the good news of things that are happening around the area. A lot of it's connected, obviously, with the Community Foundation. But you guys have so many connections in the community to be able to funnel monies through, redistribute them. And that's kind of what we want to talk about today. So many scholarships that you guys kind of manage or are able to facilitate for the donors, but also for the kids, right?
Yeah. So this year, we actually had 33 recipients that received over $54,000 in scholarships.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was all throughout Branch County and Colon, Michigan as well.
Well, very cool. And I know the complete list is on your website for that. The Community Foundation, obviously, with those scholarships for a lot of different areas for study, right?
Yeah. So that's the great thing about our scholarships is that we have so many different types for different types of students. So not only do we have traditional scholarships for graduating seniors, but we also have scholarship opportunities for graduates as well. And then we have some that are for students that are going into two-year or four-year degree programs, but then also trade schools.
Mm-hmm. In the scholarships, when they're set up by families or businesses or whomever, is there a common theme to them, or how do people set up those scholarships?
Yeah,
or why?
So you know, our scholarships really are super important to us because the scholarships that are given were created in memory of somebody who's no longer with us. So either the family is honoring their loved one by setting aside money for recipients to go to college, or that person themselves left money in their will or trust so that others would have the opportunity for higher education.
Well, and what a great legacy to have to be able to help someone else further themselves, you know, going to college or trade school, right?
Yeah, I mean, maintaining a family's legacy or an individual's legacy is truly an honor and something that we hold dear to our hearts at the foundation.
And I know at the foundation, you've tried to streamline the process as much as possible to make it easier for the applicants, right?
We have. So we have been doing an online scholarship for the past, 7 years. But we have one application, and that will cover over 30 different scholarships that we have. So it's just with one submission, applicants can be put into pools for over 30 different awards.
Yeah, and you can even accept applications for other organizations then too, right?
Yeah, so we actually accept scholarships on behalf of local organizations like Southern Michigan Bank and Trust. So with our one application, they can apply for Community Foundation scholarships, but then also for Southern Michigan Bank and Trust scholarships as well.
Well, it makes it so much easier, one, on Southern too, that they don't have to recreate the process, and you've already got that process, and then also for the applicants too. And I think that's one of the keys for the Community Foundation that I've always thought about is that you guys make it easy for someone to want to give back because you've got the mechanism in place of the office and the staff and the website and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, yeah, we have all of that taken care of, and we just want to help the community with their philanthropic goals and then also help the recipients be able to easily access these dollars with just one simple application.
So if a family or business or whatever might think about doing scholarships, what's the starting process for them if it's just maybe put together a scholarship fund?
Yeah, I mean, the start would be calling our office and setting up a time to discuss scholarships. So our season actually starts in October. So everyone traditionally thinks scholarships is just in the spring, but we start planning October, December typically is when the scholarships open, and then they close in March. But just giving the office a call, we would be more than happy to sit down and discuss what they have in mind. We do offer different types of scholarship funds, so you can do an endowment, so a permanent scholarship, and we also have non-endowed, non-permanent scholarships as well.
All right, the office number is 278-4517 on the website at brcofoundation.org. And congratulations, $54,500 to 33 recipients this year, so in scholarships. Erica Heminger from the Branch County Community Foundation with us as we have another Spotlight on Goodness, AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB.